council is, we can offer this contract in regular session. The council is offering on the succession of your master's degree, you would get a $5,000 addition. And then on the start of the next year, you would get an additional $5,000 plus the COLA.
January 1st, 2016.
Yeah. So you'd get $5,000 on the master's, $5,000 on the following year, and then another $5,000 on the following year plus the COLA.
With a three-year contract.
With a three-year contract.
What do you need for me to say?
Yes.
Okay. Look, so I've got two things.
Write the detail.
So 2015.
He has to achieve the master's, so he gets the master's.
So when he gets his master's, is a $5,000 lump sum?
Mm-hmm.
Lump sum.
Or $5,000 raise.
$5,000 raise.
So I won't start collecting it until August.
Okay, so in August, theoretically August.
So the master's degree is going to be an assistant city administrator, just to be clear?
Yes. So between
not what I'm currently doing?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. So between August and December, you get $5,000.
Sounds like it. Well,
yes. Your annual salary would go up
$5,000.
So between August and December, you're not going to actually get $5,000.
He's not going to get his
August,
salary will increase.
December, you'll get 5 months.
Of the $5,000.
Of $80,000 per year.
Yes. So then starting in January of 2016, you get another $5,000 plus a COLA, and the COLA is based on
whatever
COLAs are.
Across the board for
whatever the council's COLA is?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, it should be whatever senior staff's COLA is.
That's what everybody
whatever Mark uses for COLA.
Whatever COLA we're
using. Well, see, right now right now it's set. Beginning in 16, all of the non-reps, I believe, are going up by 3%.
Oh, that's right, because we did 3
so,
and 2 so or 2
it's
and 3.
It's a define.
Yes, it is.
So
is it 3%?
Whatever
it is. And then another $5,000.
Yes, whatever
he's starting in 16, a $5,000 bump plus a 3% COLA.
Right.
On top of the 5.
Whatever his contract
is. If he gets his degree.
Right, if he gets his degree. And then, but you said it was a 3-year.
Yeah.
January 17, he gets another 5.
Plus COLA.
Plus,
and the COLA then is?
Whatever the COLA is defined COLA by is. Whatever senior staff would get, I would think.
Okay, so the same.
Be determined by whatever.
So same COLA as seniors, as the rest of senior staff.
Yeah, and that's the way you could write it in words.
Now, doesn't that leave him short?
Yes.
If he's getting 4 months of that $5,000, shouldn't we put that rest of it, 8 months, on the backside of 17?
I don't think I know.
Because you're not getting a full $5,000.
It was my understanding that we were going to offer $5,000 at the end of the master's degree between now and January. So it would have been divided into, if he has it 1st of September, he would get $5,000 in 4 months.
Oh, okay. That is
my
different.
Yeah. I was always thinking that's 5,000.
Okay.
If he gets his master's by August 1st, and he gets the $5,000 spread out between August, September, October, November.
But the full 5.
Yeah, he gets the full 5.
He gets the full 5.
Okay, that changes your decision.
That's not how I understood it.
That merit raise, that first 5,000.
But it's not a raise in salary, it's a lump sum payment.
Like title change.
Well, so.
Oh, it's not a raise in salary, so I'll still make the 75. I just get
no.
You'd
be,
$5,000.
No.
You'd be 80.
You'll go to 80, but you'll receive the 8. You'll go to 80 for 2015. And you know, what's not been paid, think of it this way. You're going to get the 80 as of January 1st, 2015.
Well,
but you're not going to get it until the master's degree is over.
Right now, Sam's getting $76,500. For 2015, if he gets $5,000 between September and December, that means for the year he will get $81,500.
That's right.
That's correct.
Then
correct.
For the next year he'll get another $5,000.
Plus
in January
plus 3%.
So he'll be right about 87.
No. He's at 76,500. Plus 5. So he'll be at 81.5 plus 5,000. That's 86.5 times 1.03, so it'd be 89,095.
At what point?
At January.
That's 2016.
January 2016.
Coming January.
So 89,095. And then come January of 17, he would get 94 plus a COLA. And if the COLA, let's just say it's 3%.
You get 5,000 in 2016, then another 5,000 in
2017.
Yeah, that's not correct.
It'd be what?
Let's go back to this. In 2015,
right.
let's get the exact date. When will you get your master's?
Let's call it September.
Okay, so on the September paycheck, he gets his normal pay plus he gets the 5,000 bump.
Not all at once, though.
See, that's what we're having two different conversations.
Doesn't make any difference.
They're saying give him $5,000. Not that his pay goes up, and so he wouldn't get the whole five because there's only 4 months, 4 or 5 months. They're saying, yes, we're going to actually give him
$5,000. I don't see where he's getting a 94. I get the 91. Five.
Okay, let's go backward again. So now he's... Greg, in September,
right.
He gets his pay and he gets a $5,000
lump sum.
Okay.
Good.
Okay, now
that we call that retroactive.
That takes and that takes his total.
Retroactive
then in January of 2016, his pay goes up $5,000 for the whole year.
Plus a COLA. So right now he's at 76.5. In December, he would have made for the whole year, given the 5,000 lump sum, 81.5 for 2015.
That is correct.
So 2016, he would get another 5,000.
So that's up to 86.5.
Plus a COLA.
Plus a COLA, which is 3%, 1.03. Which gives you 89,095
as of January 1st.
Paid out equally over 2016.
So that would be your salary for that year.
Come January of 2017, the 89,095
plus 5,000
is 94,095.
Okay, I see.
Plus 89 plus 5 is 94.
I wouldn't put
plus cost. Whatever the
case. And if we assume a 3%, whatever it is, times. That would be 96,917.
So that's
for 2017.
For 2017.
That's only 2 years now. We said we would.
It's
2.5.
Okay.
So the contract would go through 2017.
Through December 31st.
2017. Okay. Right. Okay. So lump sum in September. $5,000 plus 3% in 16. $5,000 plus whatever the COLA is in 17.
Okay.
And he doesn't have to accept it, though. I don't think
he didn't have to accept it tonight. We're offering
a
contract.
It would be very unfair for us to put him on the spot.
Well, that's why I'm questioning.
Say, Sam, this is take it or leave it.
No.
That's not what you're saying. Home to your wife. That's
absolutely.
Yeah, no, you are both.
This is the offer.
You have to approve it.
Huh?
That's what I'm just trying to figure out what we are voting on. I know that.
I'll make a motion.
Go.
I'll make a motion that we do what Greg just got there, where it's this year is $5,000.
Lump sum.
January 1st is $5,000 plus
3%.
2017 is $5,000 plus whatever the
COLA
is at that time. And that we do a contract that goes through 2017, December 31st, 2017.
And any deferred comp is matching.
You're going to modify my contract from what it is?
Because right now...
You got a new contract.
Thanks for letting me know.
Is that something we all want to do? I mean, something we all want to move away from the deferred comp? I mean, because...
Right.
I thought they were matching already.
My motion is not
right now, are you getting any deferred?
I received $300 for compensation.
You know what? Second his motion.
Free today?
Just as it is. Because deferred comp is not in his motion.
I'm good with that.
Have we taken away deferred comp from any other senior staff?
No.
It's 300. We just
I can't support.
So we're not doing that.
I can support.
No.
I can support any additional deferred comp has to be matching.
That's
right. Let's not go backwards.
Okay.
So it would be 300 just fixed.
And I seconded his motion as it was, and there was no deferred comp discussion in his.
Okay, so the motion on the floor does not have deferred comp in that.
And Loy Roundabout.
Good show. No, no. You really want me to vote tonight?
There's a reason why we said you weren't allowed to talk when we came in.
I was going to add an amendment that when he gets the $5,000, he has to buy us all new chairs. Just the house is broken.
Okay, so everyone understand the motion before you?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I do.
Okay, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Okay, motion carries.
Do we have a time frame for when our assistant director will let us know?
Well, I would not ask him that right now.
Okay. No. I'm just
yeah, we'll wrap it up tomorrow.
We shouldn't put a time frame.
Okay.
Okay, motion to adjourn?
Yes.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
We're going to adjourn.